right. This is Epipodius of Lyons and Alexander
the Greek, martyred for the testimony of the evangelical truth at Lyons in France, the one beheaded, the other crucified about the year 179 AD. In the 17th year of the emperor Marcus Aurelius, there were slain among other pious martyrs at Lyons in France, Epipodius, a citizen of Lyons, and Alexander, a Greek by birth, whose imprisonment, suffering, and death occurred in this wise. When the heathen thought that the Christian name was entirely extirpated at Lyons and Vienne, and that no person who confessed it was remaining, these two, as the remainder of the Christians there, were betrayed, accused, and 3 days afterwards placed before the tribunal of the governor. There they were interrogated in regard to their name and confession of faith, to which questions they candidly replied. Their answers enraged the judge beyond measure, and he commanded that Epipodius, who was the principal speaker, should be smitten on the cheek, which was done in such a manner that he bled from his nose and mouth. But this made this champion of Christ, though he was still young, only the bolder and firmer, and he said, I confess that Christ with the Father and the Holy Ghost is the only true God, and I deem it right for him who is my Creator and Redeemer, for thus my life will not be taken from me, but changed into a better one. Amen right there, that's good. Besides, it matters but little how and in what manner this weak body is released and separated from the soul, only so that the soul be returned to God, its Creator. When Epipodius had in steadfastness finished this confession, he was suspended at the command of the judge on a stake, on both sides of which the executioners stood, drawing deep gashes with cutting hooks or claws into his sides. In the meantime, the raging multitude cried that he should be stoned to death or torn limb from limb, for the judge was much too slow in pronouncing his sentence of death. Then the judge had him brought out with great haste and beheaded, and thus this pious witness of the Son of God attained to a blessed end. Alexander, the above-mentioned Greek, was brought out of prison 2 days after the death of his beloved brother Epipodius and placed before the tribunal, where he defended himself most cheerfully, manifesting at the same time his great desire to be counted among the number of his slain brethren and sisters. The judge immediately commanded that Alexander should be stripped and beaten by 3 executioners with sticks, cudgels, which are clubs, etc. But in all these torments, he steadfastly called upon God for help and succor. In short, the sentence of death was pronounced upon him, namely, that he should die on the cross. The executioners then tied him on the cross, but having previously been wounded by many stripes, now get this right here, to such a degree that his bones or bare ribs were visible, as well as the vital parts of his viscera, or bowels is what that means. So this guy was beaten so bad that you could see his bones, his ribs, and even his bowels, namely the lungs, the liver, the heart, etc. This is the cruelty of man right here, which could be observed moving. So as he's there tied up on the cross, he's been cut up so bad that all of his bowels are exposed so that they can see when he takes a breath, they can see his lungs moving, they can see his heart beating, they can see all of his bowels in here, just exposed. No flesh left there anymore. And this is how they treated this man, this Christian, for holding the name of Christ and standing on the doctrine of Christ. They killed him. Yeah. This is how they treated him. For believing exactly like what we hold to. I mean, ask yourself, would you be willing to go to death like that for the name of Christ after you just saw what happened to your brother? Your brother in Christ went before you and you saw the beating that he took and how they took his life, and now they bring you up before the judge and you're to stand there and give forth your testimony. Would you stand for Christ? Say, amen, I would. Okay, then stand for him now. Stand for him today. Live for him now. Represent him now. Don't be ashamed of him. Live for him right now when you don't have to face all that. He gave up the ghost before the executioners could inflict further tortures upon him, and thus in steadfastness he died a blessed death. When this had taken place, he was buried with his friend Epipodius, who had been beheaded on the 24th of April, 179.